Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Charin for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. There goes Levy. The throw from Cochran to McNair, and Levy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. Two outs. Art Charin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charin is 0-for-0 in the game. Charin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Schulte moves to third. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with McNair covering. It's a double play. two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair bunts towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and tags Miller for the out. Dykes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Muhlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Farrell. Dykes scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Muhlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Showboat Fisher pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.